From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. He did not say what the proposals are.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones marked by hard lines that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call either for a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react. The EU trade commissioner said many of today's alarmist headlines are what she called a storm in a teacup. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. This is VOA News.